many centuries ago, 16 in fact, around the year 380, were born two wonderful children, one of whose feasts we celebrate today, Saint Benedict of Norcia, and his sister, Saint Scholastica. Saint Benedict, whose feast is today in the Gregorian Rite, as a young man was sent by his parents, who were very wealthy Romans, to study in Rome at the university to get a degree. Even then, that happened among parents and children. And in the meantime, while he was there, and they sent with him his nurse, the one who had been his nurse, but was now his maid, his housekeeper, and protectress. In the meantime, while he was there, he noticed the corruption of the students at the universities, and he was not happy. So he finished as quickly as he could, and then he sent his nurse home to his parents in Norcia and went north of Rome to a beautiful city that had been built by the emperors, a city of many lakes and man-made lakes. Obviously, there was one that was the real one, the source of all the water, and it was called Sublacum, which in Italian, Subiaco, means under the lakes. And there he went to live a life of a hermit. In the meantime, there was a monastery there that was very lax and corrupt, and they found out about him, and some of them came to see him in the caves around Subiaco and begged him to become their abbot. So he went with them, he agreed, under conditions, and he went, and he was too strict for them, so they tried to get rid of him. So, in the meantime, the priest of the parish there, very sadly, he sent him a flask of wonderful wine and some bread. At the time that he blessed the table, the flask of wine just exploded, because it was poison. And then the bread, as he was breaking it and saying the grace, all of a sudden a raven came and took it away. And as a result, all the important images or statues of Saint Benedict have a raven sitting on his book, the book of the rule of the order that he was to found. So he decided that this place was no good for them, so he and those who wished to follow him went south. And north of Naples, there was a magnificent temple to Apollo. And the first thing he did was to destroy the statue of the pagan god. And he used the marvels and things that were there to start the monastery of Monte Cassino, of which I too am a member. And so, today is a very, very special day for us who love St. Benedict and follow as much as possible his rule. Rule of knowledge, of sanctity, of simplicity, and of charity. In the meantime, St. Scholastica was to join him, and with her he founded a monastery of nuns, the Benedictine nuns, which are still around unto this day. And so today, many of the children of the church celebrate. It is, ultimately speaking, the largest order in the church, even though there are many different families underneath the Benedictine family. And so today, many of us are celebrating with magnificent chants. Some of us here have been to Monte Cassino. I used to go there very often and do all my retreats, either Subiaco or Monte Cassino. And some of us here have been with me to Monte Cassino, and we have celebrated Mass in the crypt, where on either side of the crypt are buried St. Benedict and St. Scholastica. And even though the Masons bombed Monte Cassino, Roosevelt and Churchill and all the other Masons who hated the church, they bombed the smithereens out of Monte Cassino, in World War II. Nevertheless, the tombs were left intact. And after the war, St. Paul VI gave money and got money from the whole world and rebuilt Monte Cassino to its former splendor, except some of the frescoes that were destroyed forever. So today, we give thanks to God for this wonderful saint, Benedictus, blessed. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He died in the year 543, and his sister had died previously when he was in his cell, which can still be visited to this day. He was praying, and he saw the soul of St. Scholastica fly to heaven in the shape of a dove. And as a result, the statues and images of St. Scholastica always show a dove on her book of the rule of the Benedictine nuns. So today we pray to them and we give thanks to God for them, who are great saints of the Church in the beginning and even now and unto the end. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.